I'd have to say, you said it wasn't a ship that.
You know, I've never went out to sea. No, I don't like it. Now, I'll go with little motorboats or something. I never go out to sea. Now, some people really like and wants to.
We went out one time. My wife and I were in Hawaii for a couple of weeks. We're going to go out on this living life cruise and have dinner and all like that. And she got seasick. So we didn't want to do that.
Well, my condominium's right here. Here's the street. That's a golf course. All right, dude. Golf course. And it was made for me. There's no water on it. There's no trees to speak of at all. And you just hit the ball, and all you have to do is just go where it's at and hit it again.
That's pretty good. Next question. Next group of questions had to do with like different things for clothes and so forth like that. Articles of clothing. If a woman, say, you know, does a lot of sewing and wants to match up a color, she might go to the store and she'd take along a little block to match up a color, a little water cloth, a little.
Well, she'd be a seamstress in the first place, wouldn't she? Because I don't know that about
you. Ever call a little sample, a little swatch she might take along, anything like that?
I don't recall it.
And what might she wear over, say if she went in the kitchen and didn't want to get her dress messed up, she might wear what over her dress, wear a
apron.
And any difference, whether it's long or short, you know, some of them come all the way down and some of them just here, they call them all aprons or a different name for them?
No, just all aprons as far as I'm.
Now, a man's suit, remember, I guess they're starting to wear them again, the three-part suit. What would be the parts in that?
Vest.
And the other two parts, you'd have the
pants, as they said back in, trousers, I guess, today, and the coat.
The pants and trousers, those all mean about the same thing?
That's the same thing, but back there, they said pants.
What about work pants and all? What kind of work clothes would you have worn back then?
They try to get denim, and really last, you know.
Did they mostly wear overalls?
Pretty much. Some of them come clear, you know.
Kind of bib of them?
Yeah, I didn't. I wore overall pants and trousers, you know.
That vest, do you ever hear them call anything else besides a vest?
This vest, I believe, is all right.
Put a lot of things in your pocket and so forth. You'd say it calls them to do what? It calls your pockets to
bulge.
And used to before, I guess if you got things sand fried, you'd say, I washed this shirt and it did what? It
shrink.
And I guess that happened pretty good bit. You know?
Especially cheap clothing and shrink pretty much.
And so you might say this coat won't fit this year, but last year it wanted.
Well, it's a trick. Either you gain weight.
Well, it do. Yes. And you might say, my old clothes are worn out, so I'm going to have to, my old suit's worn out, so I'm going to have to buy me a
new.
The couple of names here. Now there's something like this you can call them. This is just a
pencil.
Or your rice ink is a
way back when I was a kid they'd say ink pen.
Ink pen. Yes. I guess it then you had to dip them with ink, didn't you?